Hopalong's Dream from Run with the Wind by Tom McCochrane. Old Sagebrush is leading the last remaining foxes in the valley on a journey of survival. One of the foxes in the group is Hopalong, a three-legged fox. One night, he has an exciting dream that proves anything is possible. In the days and nights that followed, the weather showed a slight improvement, and once again they made their way northward along the valley. The younger foxes were learning much from Old Sagebrush. At the same time, Vicky let it be known that he felt perhaps they were beginning to rely too heavily upon his cunning and experience, and that he wished to find out just how much they had learned. Several times, Vicky and the others asked Old Sagebrush about Shunnuch, the great white fox he had spoken of back at Beechpaw. However, it was a subject on which he would not be drawn further. "Some things I can show you, others you must see for yourselves," was his reply. And no matter how many times they asked him, that was all he would say. The days were getting a little longer now, and occasionally the sun would appear for short periods. It gave a new life to the air, although there were few signs that it was finding its way down into the soil. Only bunches of cow parsley braved the cold to give the barren ditches a new mantle of green and a suggestion of spring. Otherwise, the winter lingered on. Fortunately, the frosty nights also gave the foxes a clear view of the running fox in the sky, and so long as they could see the brush, they knew which direction they were going. It was in a most unexpected way that they were brought to a halt. They had found a stream where they could refresh themselves and rest before continuing their nocturnal travels. There were no dogs to be heard, nor was man to be seen, although his traces were clearly apparent. Pieces of plastic fertilizer bag flapped in the hedgerow, and a green bottle lay discarded to litter the stream. It was a slow-moving stream, with hardly any banks, which made the water easy to get at. Having slaked their thirst, they took cover beneath the hedge. Later, as they slept, darkness closed around them, and the moon crept across the sky. Whatever about the others, Hopalong began to dream, and it was a dream that reflected a worry that was now beginning to occupy his mind. How was he, a fox with only three legs, going to prove himself to Old Sagebrush? Above him, the moon was big and bright and smiling, as if it and it alone was sharing the secrets of his slumber. If it was, it saw Hopalong's secret thoughts slipping silently out of the hedgerow, across the stream, and into the fields beyond. In a way that can only happen in dreams, Hopalong suddenly found himself with his friends in fairly high country, and it was no surprise to them to come upon a hare sitting in the moonlight. Foxes, of course, will kill a hare if they can, but this one showed no fear of them. Instead, he sprang up with a sudden thrust of his hind legs in a spectacular leap across the moon. When he landed, he scudded around and, sitting back on his haunches, bared his buck teeth in a twitching grin. It was clear from his behaviour that he wasn't playing with them. He was inviting them to come and get him. The foxes, it must be said, had no reason to fear the hare. They knew he could outrun them with those powerful hind legs. Yet if it came to a standing fight, the fox would win. Why then was this hare so brazen as to take on several foxes? The hare hopped warily around. Which one of you calls yourself leader? He asked in a very lofty manner.